Well, we see this vision in Revelation chapter 1 of this one like a son of man. And we see that he is doing something. He is walking, he is seen among seven golden lampstands. Remember, this is a Jewish book. And this is what he sees. It is a menorah. And Jesus, as John turns, he sees Jesus walking amongst the menorahs. And how is a menorah lit? It's with oil. And to keep the oil, the lamp burning, you have to make sure that there's oil in the lamp. You have to trim the wick. It is a picture of Jesus walking amongst the lampstands. Now, we're not left to try to figure out what this means because he tells us. Look at verse 19. Write therefore what you have seen and what is now and what will take place later. The mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand and of the seven golden lampstands is this. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Wherever two or three of you are gathered in my name, there I will be. Do you believe that tonight? If you really believe that tonight, then you are as close to the Son of the Most High God as blind Bartimaeus was on the road to Jericho. You are within arm's reach of touching the sovereign King of the world, if you really believe it. What is this picture about? It is about Jesus with His people. Jesus has some very intense things to tell us. He's going to reveal some very difficult days ahead. But the first thing He says to us is, I am right here with you, and I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. You are my bride, and I love you. I want you to notice the very first words that Jesus speaks in this revelation. Do not be afraid. That amazes me. Because that's exactly what most Christians do the minute they read the book. They get afraid. Because we're not focusing on what's happening. Jesus has not abandoned us. And this faith, belief in that, is going to become critical in the hour that is about to come upon us. Okay, I'm totally wrong. We're not the last days generation, and none of this is about to happen. Whew, I guess I don't need Jesus then, huh? I need Him today, even if the tribulation doesn't start for another 500 years. Amen? See, this is a message, this is a revelation that, yes, it has application to all generations, but it also has a message for a single generation, a generation that will begin to understand. Folks, we are going to see things happen in our lifetime that are going to make it look like God has lost control. And there are going to be people standing up and saying, look what your God is doing. Our God would not do that. And at that moment, you're going to be faced with a choice. And it's not about what you believe about His power. It's about what you believe about His character. Do you believe Him? John falls at His feet as though dead. I can promise you, folks, contrary to what we often see, the arrogance that is shown on, and I don't mean to condemn wholesale television ministries, and yes, we have confidence before the throne of God, but I tell you, the day you see Jesus glorified, you will fall on your face. You will be so overwhelmed by His majesty, it will consume you. Some of you need to hear Him putting His hand on your shoulder tonight and saying, it's time to stop being afraid. You can go to counselor after counselor after counselor, and they will tell you over and over and over again that we are a generation of people in bondage to fear. We keep things in. We will not express what is really going on in our lives, and it's killing us. Some of you need to hear him say tonight, it's time to stop being afraid. Trust me. Well, this is an incredible picture. Jesus walking amongst the lampstands. Emmanuel, God with us. So what is it that he's going to say to us now? In 3 minutes, Brent's expose of Revelation chapter 2 and 3. Let me ask you to do something, okay? If you're taking notes, I want to give you a quick outline, because I believe you really don't need me for chapter 2 and 3. If you'll understand this outline, you can go home and have a wonderful study of this on your own. The reason I say that is this. These seven letters all follow a common formula, all right? And you can clearly identify the formula. Here's the formula. They all begin with a salutation or an address. If you send a letter, you got to identify who it's going to. So the first letter says, to the angel or the messenger of the church in Ephesus. That is followed by an identification of the author. Now, I'm going to prove to you how fast you have become experts on figurative language. I'm going to read a verse and you tell me who it is. These are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven gold lampstands. Wow. These are the words of him who is the first and the last, who died and came to life again. It's a little weak. These are the words of him who has the sharp double-edged sword. These are the words of the Son of God, whose eyes are like blazing fire, whose feet are like burnished bronze. Excuse me, but I thought you couldn't understand figurative language. Now, why does Jesus not just say to Ephesus from Jesus? What's the purpose of the book? To reveal something about him. And so rather than just simply use his given name, he uses a vivid description of himself that is designed to inspire us. This is the first and the last, the beginning. And this is the one who holds the keys of death and Hades. Folks, we're supposed to be getting excited about these things. So there is an identification of the author. Then there is an expression of knowledge. Jesus says, I know your deeds, your hard work and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men, and that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false. We have so many apostles in Oklahoma City, you can't even count them. It is unbelievable. It is a modern day phenomena that suddenly everybody in the church suddenly thinks they're an apostle. If I am, would that make my offering go up? God says to every one of these churches,